afternoon and welcome to Piers for a doubleheader of Granite Ridge Conference softball action on a glorious spring afternoon. Zimmerman is in town facing the Piers Pioneers. Zimmerman with a 5-2 record. Coached by Emily Zahn. Piers will be the home team in the first. Zimmerman will have home field advantage in the second. So we will start with Zimmerman batting. And leading off is their shortstop, Ella Haas. And Tori Wagner is in the pitching circle to get this day started. And Tori looks in, and we are underway. And Haas, the right-handed hitting shortstop, takes upstairs for ball one. Haas, followed by Abby Benson, and the starter, Kenzie Olin. Same two schools are meeting down in Zimmerman for a doubleheader in baseball action right about now. As the pitch from Wagner, foul back. It is the normal lineup here in the field for Coach Matt Pepping, with Brenna Dickman handling the catching duties. Erica Dickman's at first. Liz Kellish at second. On the left side of the infield, it goes Kiara Olish at short. Emma Melby in third base. In the outfield, Hallie Zupan in left, Emily Sedlowski in center, Emily Daler in right, Tori Wagner in the pitcher's circle. And there's a swing and a foul into the parking lot. Abby Benson, Kenzie Olin, Maddie Hayes bats cleanup and plays center. Batting fifth is Presley Haas. McKenna Rotz in left field bats sixth. Lyric Peacock is the right fielder, batting seventh. Hitting eighth at third is Jory Cordes. And batting ninth and catching is Drew Tempesta. It is an all-Navy uniform with Columbia blue letters, numbers, and stirrup socks. And there's a line drive to base hit the right field to start this ball game. A solid knock by Ella Haas. Punching it out to Emily Daler to get things started this afternoon. The batter now is a left-handed hitting second baseman, Abby Benson. And she runs up and does that little slap approach and takes a strike. Deep in the batter's box, that allows her that ability to come up a little bit on the pitch. And now she runs up and taps foul. Two strikes, rolling it to the Pioneer dugout on the left side. And the Pioneer outfield responding to the strategy here by Hallie Zupan is almost on the dirt on the infield at left, a step off the grass. And also Shelley, there's a ground ball to Melby. They'll get the lead man, lead girl at second. And it's a fielder's choice. Benson grounds it to Emma Melby, who in turn fires it across to second to get the force. Liz Kellish accepting the throw. So Haas recorded as the first out on the bases. Benson takes over at first. The batter now is the Zimmerman pitcher, Kenzie Olin. Tori Wagner ready, and the senior delivers fly ball. Right center, tracking is Emily, and Sedlowski in the alley runs her down and fires it back in. Emily covering some ground out in deep right center field as Olin on the first pitch gives it a ride, but that's out number two. And now it's Maddie Hayes, the Zimmerman center fielder. Two outs. A base hit, then a fielder's choice, and a flyout. There's one swatted foul by Hayes. Presley Haas on deck. Doubleheader. So, 7-inning games. And the pitch just inside. Close. 1-1. Track practice going on. There's no JV or C-squad games today. I understand that the Zimmerman teams at that level are in some quarantine action. There's Olish unassisted to the bag. Sharply hit, but to the glove side, and Kiara makes it look easy at shortstop. After the hit, the next three batters go down in order, and that completes a half an inning here as we get started our doubleheader. And now the Pioneers will come to bat, and we'll meet the lineup for the Thunder in the field after this.
Hey everyone, Jason Sidlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We hope everyone is feeling that spring fever to get outside. In Piers, we have your supply of zero-turn and riding lawnmowers, many steel-branded weed trimmers to choose from, along with small engine repair and mobile maintenance. We also have an electric motor repairman on site Monday through Fridays to diagnose and replace or repair your electric motors. We have a great Hydrolec promotion now through May 15th with up to $5 a bag off to help your cattle with the upcoming summer heat. We have seed to sell and brilliant cedars to rent in Lastrup and Little Rock. This is also an excellent time to start incorporating DBZ in your feeds to help with fly control on your farms. We have many minerals, milk replacers, and other feeds with fly control. We have all your needs to succeed, so call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for the loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, the Pioneer batters will see a left-hander to start here this afternoon as Kenzie Olin. First pitch was high. Next pitch is in for a strike to shortstop Kiara Olish, leading it off in the bottom of the first, followed by Liz Kellish at second, and then Emma Melby at third. Next pitch is high, 2-1. Hallie Zupan batting fourth and left. Brenna Dickman catches and bats fifth. Emily Daler in right is the sixth hitter, as the next pitch from Olin is inside for ball three. Kelsey Cummings in the lineup as the DP today. Bats for pitcher Tori Wagner, hitting eighth. Center fielder Emily Sedlowski, strike two call. Full count now. So Emily Sedlowski in center hits eighth, and Erica Dickman at first hits ninth. Olin's payoff pitch to Olish is on the inside corner, strike three looking, and Olin starts her half inning with a strikeout. Now Liz Kellish, senior second baseman. As Olin, right down the middle, strike called. Pretty hard thrower. Olin in the circle. The catcher is Drew Tempesta as the windup outside to Liz. First base, Presley Haas. At second, Abby Benson. The shortstop, Ella Haas. And at third is Jory Cordes. Liz grounds it to the hole at short. Long throw and nice play at shortstop by Ella Haas. Haas with a strong arm to throw out Liz. Kellish, two up, two down. And that'll bring up Pioneer third baseman Emma Melby. Boy, about nine times out of ten, that's an infield hit. Here's a pitch to Emma. And Olin delivers strike one. McKenna Rotz is in left field. The center fielder is Maddie Hayes and Lyric Peacock in right. 0-1 to Olin Melby. Changeup swung on and missed. And it's a quick 0-2 start to the Emma Melby at-bat. Into the wind. Emma leaves it go high. 1-2. Pierce 7-0. And a 5-2 record for this Thunder team. Only two meetings will be played here today. Low. Emma takes. 2-2. Hallie Zupan on deck. As Olin accepts the sign and delivers high and down on strikes. Melby goes up after a rise ball and out on strikes. A very good start for Kenzie Olin. A couple of strikeouts and a nice play behind her at shortstop. And that's all for the Pioneers. One quick scoreless inning between Zimmerman and Piers.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm sure most of you know that we take care of everything Verizon on the personal side, but did you know that we also handle small business accounts? We know what it's like to be a small business, and we understand the struggles. Let us help you out with your existing Verizon business plan, or let us set you up a new one. Whether you have five lines or 100, we can help. We'll make sure you're on the right plan, we can upgrade any existing lines, and we can get you set up with new ones. Visit us today at Design Electronics and let us help you with your Small Business Verizon account.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Top of the second inning gets underway here with Presley Haas taking a knee-high Wagner fastball for strike one. Scoreless here after an inning as Presley Haas, McKenna Rotz, and Lyric Peacock do up. Swing and a miss. Good changeup there. Had the right-handed hitting Presley Haas out in front of that. No balls, two strikes. So Torrey Wagner looks into Brenna Dickman and delivers. And it's grounded up the middle. Solid hit. And Emily Sedlowski will have to pick it up near the base of the wall. And sliding in with a leadoff double is Haas. That ball was knocked to the outfield in a hurry. And dead center, almost right to the gate out in center. So McKenna Rotz with a runner in scoring position now. Nobody out. Second Zimmerman hit. And Rotz stands up in the box and shows bunt and fouls. Late show of the bunt there as Wagner works ahead 0-1. One strike on deck, Lyric Peacock for the Zimmerman Thunder team. And here comes the Wagner pitch. High. And 1-1. Leadoff double here. Both leadoff batters have reached on hits for Zimmerman. Ella Hayes started the game with a single to right. Ella Haas, and now Presley Haas with a double to start the second. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Zimmerman went 5-2 on the season. So we take a look at the Thunder schedule and their seven games so far. Swing and a miss, got her on strikes. Good comeback there by Torrey. She picks up her first strikeout. Now Lyric Peacock, the right fielder. The two losses for the Thunder, they lost 9-4 to Cathedral. And they're coming off a 6-0 loss to St. Anthony Village. First pitch rolled foul. One strike to Lyric Peacock. That loss to Cathedral was their second game way back on April 22nd. I guess way back isn't that far. It's less than 2 weeks. But they've got wins over Malacca, 26-8. Princeton 15-1-5 as Wagner grips the ball and skips it to home plate. Good block by Brennan Dickman, junior catcher, 1-1. They beat Little Falls 5-2, down Foley 12-8, Cambridge Isani 3-1. So low scoring games for the most part. There's a swing and a miss at a pitch that might have been a little off the plate. 1-2 to Lyric Peacock. Jory Cordes on deck for Zimmerman. We're in the second. As Wagner looks in and throws one down at the feet. Runner going to third, and the throw from Dickman is not in time. 2-2 to Peacock, and a runner at third now in Presley Haas. So the game's first run moves up to third here. And with one out, here's the pitch, and it's just outside, and that's a full count now to Lyric Peacock, wearing number 11 on her jersey. So Wagner tries to bear down here and get this out and not give up a base runner. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Torrey Wagner. Runner at third with two outs for the third baseman, Jory Cordes. So Cordes will now try and get that run home. After the leadoff double, Torrey's trying to work around that. And change up, tap right off the end of the bat. It rolls back to the screen. Strike one. As senior Torrey Wagner, and I would fully expect that Emily Sedlowski will get the ball for game two of this doubleheader this afternoon. Runner at third, a strike to Cordes. And the Wagner pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, 0-2. Late swing there. So, one more pitch, hopefully, for Torrey to get out of this inning as Wagner well ahead. You don't want to give up anything. The double came on an 0-2 pitch, so here's Torrey's pitch, 0-2. Ground ball, Torrey knocks it down, goes to Dickman in time, and the Pioneers get out of the inning. Cordes hits it back to the pitcher. And the Thunder leave a runner at third. After an inning and a half, it's Zimmerman nothing, Piers nothing. Pioneers will send up Zupan, Dickman, and Daler.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Skip Toops, Piers head wrestling coach and head coach of the Piers Power Program, which is our summer Pioneer speed and strength program for all Piers students entering grades 6 through 12. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that have helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. We want to highly encourage your son or daughter to get involved in the Piers Power Program this summer. The Piers Power Program will build strength and increase speed, agility, power, and explosiveness. These things will improve your athletic performance, reduce your risk of injury, and develop mental toughness. Check out the informational brochure online under Community Education, and then click on Youth Activities. Get involved in Piers Athletics, Music, and Activities, and go Pioneers!
Hallie Zupan will step into the batter's box to start the bottom of the second inning in a scoreless game so far between the Zimmerman Thunder and the Piers Pioneers as Kenzie Olean, a 1-2-3 first for the lefty. She is a senior. And a first pitch strike, and we've seen a lot of that, a small sample size, but most of the pitches that Olean has delivered have been right around the strike zone. She struck out two of the three hitters in the first inning. Strike two. Hallie watching two pitches and behind in the count quickly, 0-2 to left-hander Kenzie Olean. On deck, Brenna Dickman. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. High. One ball, two strikes. Track practice going on. Look like lined up on the goal line doing some sprints. Here comes the 1-2 to Hallie. Swing and a miss. And Olean records her third strikeout of the four Pioneer hitters she's faced. Now the catcher, Brenna Dickman. With Emily Daler now on deck. Brenna awaits the pitch from Olean. Takes strike one. Paul Seaton is calling balls and strikes today. I don't recognize the base umpire. Brenna watches that one tail off the plate from Olean. 1-1. Here's the lefty's pitch. Low, good stop by, no, didn't stop it, Tempesta behind the plate. Two balls, one strike to Brenna Dickman, the junior catcher, batting fifth in a scoreless game, and the pitch outside, 3-1. Pioneers looking to get their first runner on base here against Olean. Outfield playing Brenna straight away, and the pitch swinging in on the hands and fouled to the Zimmerman on deck circle in front of their dugout, and it's a full count, 3-2 to Brenna Dickman. And we'll see what Olean does here with the 3-2 pitch. Got her to chase. Up in the strike zone and back-to-back strikeouts now for Olean. And it brings up Pioneer right fielder, Emily Daler.
Right fielder number 10, Emily Daler.
So the Pioneers have put just one ball in play. And Daler now watches ball one upstairs. Kelsey Cummings on deck. Olin shaking off a sign from Tempesta, and there's Emily knocking it foul straight back. Ball and a strike now. Hopefully we'll get some baseball updates to pass along to you from Zimmerman today. So the boys are down there chasing the Thunder for two. Down low, Daler works ahead in the count. 2-1 against Kenzie Olin. Two outs, bases empty, bottom of the second inning. Game one of the double dip. And the pitch is on the way, and it's a changeup, swing and a miss, 2-2. 2-2 to Emily Daler. And Olin's out pitch has been that high fastball. And she strikes out the side. Pioneers are out 1-2-3, courtesy of lefty Kenzie Olin. And we're through two, heading to the third on You Are There Sports in a scoreless game.
Do you have young pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Into the batter's box to start the third is the catcher, Drew Tempesta, for the Thunder of Zimmerman in a scoreless game so far. Zimmerman with two hits, the Pioneers with none, and 9-1-2 for Zimmerman here in the third. The 1-0 pitch is high, 2-0. Two strikeouts, no walks, two hits allowed for Torrey Wagner. Zimmerman threatened but left a runner at third after a leadoff double last inning. And the 2-0 pitch in for a strike, says Mr. Seaton, 2-1. Pioneers will play a doubleheader at Foley on Thursday. And then come back home for senior night Friday against the Flyers of Little Falls. So first of five games this week for the girls. 2-2 to Drew Tempesta. Wagner rocks and fires. Low one at the feet. 3-2. Wind isn't going to help or hinder too much today. A little bit of a breeze maybe out towards right center. 3-2 pitch from Wagner, foul back and over our heads. Between the varsity and JV fields, it's still a full count. Drew Tempesta. She's a senior. Five seniors listed on this roster for the Thunder. Nine seniors for the Pioneers as Daler plays the line in right as the 3-2 pitch again. Ground ball to the right side. Liz Kellidge with some range in the short throw in time. Liz to her left throws out Tempesta to start the inning, and for the first time Zimmerman's leadoff batter is retired. One away, and here's the top of the order in Ella Haas. She singled to right field and was forced out on a ground ball by Abby Benson in the first inning. One out, nobody on for Zimmerman in the third as Wagner prepares to deal to Haas. It was a sharp single out to Emily Daler to lead off the ball game. Low ball one. So look at my scorebook. Both hit. Haas's hit to lead off the game was on an 0-2 pitch, and the leadoff double by Presley Haas was on an 0-2 pitch. Fastball hit to right, and that ball is hit well. That ball is gone. That is a home run for Ella Haas. And Zimmerman takes the 1-0 lead. No doubter. And Zimmerman takes the 1-0 lead on the solo homer by Ella Haas. And that'll bring up second baseman Abby Benson. And now the Pioneers will bring their outfield in again with the slap hitting left-handed hitting Abby Benson at the plate. She grounded to Emma Melby at third, her first time up. And her run-up and her swing and foul back, 0-1. Style you don't see as much anymore in high school softball. It used to be that's the way you played the game back in 15 years ago or so. Foul tipped again, 0-2. Two strikes. I just think there's enough moving pieces already. And there's a pitch that swung on and missed but got away from Dickman. And Benson will reach. I mean, the softball's moving, the bat's moving, and whatever, it worked that time for the Thunder hitter. She's aboard with one out, and the pitcher, Kenzie Olean, will bat. Left-hand thrower, right-hand hitter for the Zimmerman Thunder. And one on, one out, one in the home run by Ella Haas here in the third inning. Wagner delivers. Hit down the line, foul into the corner. One long strike to Kenzie Olean. So the Pioneers trailing here. Wagner facing the number three hitter in the lineup. Second game in a row, the Pioneers have fallen behind now. There's a drive to deep center field, and that ball leaves the yard. Olean on a drive to center, and it's 3-0 Zimmerman. A pair of long balls here in the third inning. And that wild pitch on the strikeout cost the Pioneers a run. And Matt Pepping will come out to the circle and visit.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, Coach Pepping has delivered his message, and it is a 3-0 lead now for Zimmerman in the top of the third. Pioneers fell behind to Albany 3-0 in their last game, came back to win. It was also a top of the third inning. Wagner zips it inside. This is Maddie Hayes, center fielder, who grounded out unassisted on a well-hit ball to the shortstop, Olish. That ended the first. The 1-0 pitch checked her swing, and it's low. 2-0 to Hayes with Presley Haas on deck. Zimmerman, two homers in the inning to score three runs so far, and there's only one out. Here's the changeup. Rolled. It got by the glove of the pitcher, and Kellish doesn't have a play. Infield hit for Hayes. And now Haas will bat. Presley, who drilled a double to center and was stranded at third base in the second inning, will bat. Five hits now for Zimmerman. And pitcher Wagner works ahead 0-1 with a called strike at the knees. Two homers, a double, and a pair of singles so far for the Zimmerman offense. Here's Torrey's next pitch, and it's swing and a miss. 0-2. McKenna Rotz is due up next for the Zimmerman team. Wagner readies. 0-2 windup by the senior. Up high and swung on and missed as Haas out on strikes for out number two. A shoulder high, but too tempting for Presley Haas. Tough one to catch up on, and it's a strikeout for Torrey Wagner. Her second of the inning, her fourth of the game. Only one of them counted as an out, though, as the batter Benson reached on a wild pitch strikeout and came in to score on the Olean homer. Now McKenna Rotz. Swing and a foul. 0-1. Rotz, a strikeout in the second inning. Lifts that one back over the screen behind home plate. Runner at first is Maddie Hayes. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Got away from Dickman. Advancing on the pitch is Hayes. 0-2 to McKenna Rotz with a runner in scoring position now for Zimmerman. Here comes the pitch. And it's hit down the left field line. Zupan over makes the running catch to end the inning. Hallie Zupan just in fair territory. Hauls it in, but Zimmerman is on the board. A solo shot from Ella Haas, a two-run bomb from Kenzie Olean, and we go to the bottom of the third. It's now Zimmerman 3, Piers nothing. Bottom of the third will begin with Kelsey Cummings when we return.
Smoothie's Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie's Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Kelsey Cummings into the batter's box to start the home half of the third inning. Pioneers now trail 3-0 to visiting Zimmerman, game one of the doubleheader. And Olean delivers up high, ball one. It's Cummings, Sedlowski, and Erica Dickman do up for Coach Pepping's team. And Kenzie Olean, who's not allowed a runner. There's one fouled over the screen. 1-1. Kelsey bats for Tori Wagner. Five of the six Pioneer hitters have gone down on strikes so far. The 1-1. Strike two. 0-2 to Kelsey Cummings. Here's Olean up high. 1-2. Excuse me, 2-2. Got to start with a base runner somewhere. And here's the Olean pitch in the dirt. Full count to Kelsey Cummings. Two homers in the top half of the inning, generating the offense for Zimmerman. They put up a three spot. Now the pitch on 3-2. Swing and a miss. Olean continues to mow down Pioneer hitters. Six of the seven outs are on strikeouts. Now Emily Sedlowski. One out, bases empty for Piers in the bottom of the third. And the windup, and Emily takes it down low. Ball one. Erica Dickman on deck now. Here's the 0-1. Low again. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Olean, something you don't see rarely, if ever, really doesn't even take a warm-up toss between innings. He just gets the ball and lets her infield make a couple of practice tosses, and there's one off the plate. 3-0 now to Emily Sedlowski. Should be taken all the way here. Does, and it's a strike, 3-1. One out, bases empty. Pioneers trail Zimmerman 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Here's a 3-1 pitch from Olean. Change up, swing and a foul, full count. So Olean trying to battle her way back here. From 3-0 to 3-2. Right-handed hitting Emily Sedlowski. Olean rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Comeback is complete for Olean. Two down, and here's first baseman Erica Dickman. Dickman now will try and get bat on ball. And first pitch at the knees for a called strike to Erica, senior first baseman. One strike. Chopper right back to Olin, goes to Haas, and that's the inning. Nine up, nine down for Kenzie Olin, and the Zimmerman Thunder will go to the fourth, leading Pierce 3-0.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Lyric Peacock at the plate takes ball one to start the fourth inning. It's Zimmerman 3, Pierce nothing. Torrey Wagner facing the bottom third of the order here. Peacock a strikeout in the second. And the 1-0 is high, 2-0. Jory Cortis and Drew Tempesta to follow. Three runs, five hits for Zimmerman, 0-0 for Pierce. We're in the fourth. Wagner, four strikeouts. Swinging a line drive past her coach at first. 2-1. Two homers last inning for Zimmerman to get him on the board. A one-out homer to right center by Ella Haas. And then a two-run homer to left center by Kenzie Olin. Two balls and a strike. Wagner to Peacock. Tapper up the line. That's a fair ball to Dickman. One step to the bag, unassisted. Erica Dickman records the out. One up, one down. Here's third baseman Jory Cortis.
Third baseman Jory Cortis.
Cortis hit back to Torrey Wagner to end the second inning. 0 for 1. Torrey starts her second look, and there's a hard shot right to Melby. Good glove by Emma. One pitch to get Cortis. Two up, two down for Zimmerman, and brings up their catcher, Drew Tempesta.
Catcher Drew Tempesta.
Ground out to Liz Kellish in that third inning. So two quick outs here for Torrey. And Tempesta comes off the plate. Pitch rode inside about knee high. 1-0. And Wagner to Dickman. The catcher, ground ball again to Emma. And Emma on target. Couple of chances, flawless for the senior third baseman, Emma Melby. And Erica Dickman also with a play in the field. Busy corners in that half inning in the field for the Pioneers. It's three up, three down for the first time today. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Still 3-0 Zimmerman with the top of the Pioneer order coming up on You Are Their Sports. And it'll start with Kiara Olish.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
The 8th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shalo Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
Kiara Olish at the plate takes ball one from Kenzie Oline to begin the fourth. 3-0 Zimmerman, our score, and here's one knocked foul. 1-1 count. Kiara out on strikes, but 7 of the 9 can say that that happened to me too. Only two balls put in play. Ground balls by the Pioneers. 9 up, 9 down, and there's a bunt, and it'll go foul. Just foul, kind of spun in the dirt, and it's strike two to Kiara Olish. Liz Kellish had a ground ball out to short in the first inning, and Erica Dickman hit one back to the pitcher to end the third. Everything else, strikeouts. And add another one on the outside corner. Olish gets called out on strikes. 8 in the game for Kenzie Oline. And now Liz Kellish, who has come as close as anybody to a hit so far. Liz grounding to the hole at short, but a nice play on a strong throw from Ella Haas. Liz takes it low for a ball. 1-0. Best pitching the Pioneers have seen this year. Foul back. And it's 1-1 to senior second baseman Liz Kellish. Piers will be the visiting team in the second game of this doubleheader. And here comes the Oline 1-1 pitch to Kellish. Left it low, dug out of the dirt by Drew Tempesta, catcher for the Thunder. Liz hits it in the air towards third, foul territory, caught for the out. Pop up to third base in foul territory, and Jordy Cordes with room in front of the Pioneer dugout to put it away for out number two. And just like that, Pioneers are down to their final out of the inning. It's third baseman Emma Melby. Emma out on strikes in the first inning. And here's the Oline pitch, low and outside. Ball one. Not only without a hit, without a base runner, no walks, no errors. Tough to score. 1-0 to Melby with Zupan to follow. Low it again, 2-0. To senior third baseman Emma Melby here. Oline delivers, and Melby hits it straight back to the net. Two balls and a strike to count. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Pair of home runs by Zimmerman in the top of the third, and they lead it 3-0. Here's a 2-1 windup. Ground ball, third base side, knocked down. Oline, long throw, and got her. Ellis. That is the shortstop again. Ella Haas with the play. And Melby is out. 6-3. And that is 12 up, 12 down for Kenzie Oline of Zimmerman. We go to the fifth. It's still 3-0 in favor of the Thunder.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from the Coal Plains. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Ella Haas leads off the top of the fifth for Zimmerman. Haas homered last time up, singled her first time up. Two for two today. Grounds it to Melby. No fair inside the bag. And that looks like extra bases for Haas as she'll go in with a double. Just fair as Emma tried to get the glove down, but just out of her range. And Haas has now added a double to her day. Single, double, homer for Ella Haas. And just like that, the Thunder start a threat. And now Abby Benson will bat. Wagner readies and delivers. Benson runs up in the box and bunts foul. One strike. Benson was aboard on the Olean third inning homer. She has grounded a third and reached on a strikeout wild pitch. And there's a swatted ball foul. 0-2, Wagner to Benson. Torrey has struck out four, hasn't walked a Thunder batter, but that double is now six hits allowed, and four of them for extra bases. Two doubles, two homers so far. Two-strike pitch. Benson swings and misses. Ball out of the glove, and Dickman can't hang on to it, and for the second time, Benson is safe. And to third on the play goes Haas. That'll be a pass ball on Brenna. And now the batter is Olean, who put one out of the ballpark last time up. She's also flown out to right center where Sedlovsky ran it down. She's hit the ball hard twice. Nobody out. Runners at the corners here for Zimmerman in the fifth. Here's the pitch, and Olean will take it high, and stealing second is Benson. No throw. 1-0 to Olean. With Benson to second, Haas at third. Nobody out. And a big threat here for Zimmerman. And now we need a strikeout here for Wagner. And a pop-up. We'll take that as the pitcher will make the catch right in the circle. Torrey Wagner gets a big out. No infield fly rule there with the first and our second and third situation. But there is a big out there. And now center fielder Maddie Hayes, who dribbled one to the right side for an infield hit last time up. She's also grounded out to Olish at shortstop. One of two shows bunt. It's down, and that'll be a squeeze that works. 4-0. Hayes with a bunt single. Scoring Ella Haas. And on the play, Benson to third. And now Presley Haas, the first baseman, bats with runners at the corners. One out, one in, 4-0. Zimmerman in the fifth. They're just pushing all the right buttons today. Here comes the Wagner pitch, and it's swing and a miss. Runner takes off, throw cut off by Liz Kellish, but no throw over to third, as alert to that play was Abby Benson. So steal for Hayes, a strike to Presley Haas, and there are runners at second and third with a one out. Haas, a double and a strikeout today. The 0-1 left high. 1-1. One ball, one strike to Haas with McKenna Rotz on deck. Here is the Wagner pitch, and it's in the dirt and got her in the foot, I think. Yes, it did. Presley Haas gets hit about ankle high, and that'll fill the bases. And before Rott steps into the box, Matt Pepping is making another visit to the circle.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
All right, Coach Pepping back in the Pioneer dugout. Bases loaded for McKenna Rotz with one out, and a run is scored this inning to make it 4-0 Zimmerman in the top of the fifth. Here's the Wagner pitch, hit deep but foul to left. Rotz turned that one around and gave it a ride, but well foul for a long strike to McKenna Rotz. It's a 5-2 Zimmerman team that has been impressive so far through this first 4 1/3 innings offensively for them. As the 0-1 from Wagner to Rotz. Swing and a miss. 0-2 now the count. Pioneers in the bottom of the fifth will have Zupan, Brenna Dickman, and Emily Daler do up. We got to get through this top of the fifth inning without any more damage. Here's the 0-2 to McKenna Rotz from Torrey Wagner. Rolled foul, third base side. Still 0-2. No balls, two strikes to the Thunder left fielder, McKenna Rotz. She struck out in the second, flew out to Hallie Zupan in left field to end the third. 0-2 against Torrey Wagner. Torrey's 0-2 fastball, swing and a miss, strikeout. That's out number two. Takes a little bit of pressure off the infield. They can get an out at any base, get off the field. But still got to finish off this inning against right fielder Lyric Peacock. Lyric has struck out and grounded out to first baseman Erica Dickman so far in the ballgame. Two outs, bases full for the Zimmerman Thunder here. And a changeup is swung on and missed, 0-1. Jory Cordes due up next for Zimmerman here in the fifth. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Fouled back over the Zimmerman dugout. And it's an 0-2 count now to Lyric Peacock. Lyric is a senior, as are Drew Tempesta, Kenzie Oline, Ella Haas, Maddie Hayes. And the 0-2 inside corner, strike three called. The Thunder come up with a run. They leave the bases loaded, and we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. It's now Zimmerman 4 and Pierce nothing.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Hallie Zupan leading things off for Piers. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Zimmerman 4, Piers nothing. Pioneers do not have a hit. They have not had a base runner through four. Here's the Oline pitch. Zupan gives it a ride to left at the flagpole and off the flagpole. And that changes everything. Hallie Zupan. And it's 4-1. Hallie Zupan right off, literally, the flagpole. And the Pioneers are on the board, and now it's the catcher, Brenna Dickman. Brenna so far has a strikeout against Oline. It's like a pie. Reminded me of watching Tom Oddie golf right to the flagpole. Off the tee. Swing and a miss. May have got a little bit of a piece of that, Brenna. Aggressively up there. Emily Daler to follow here. The Pioneers with some spark below us here. We're above the press box. Press box is above the dugout, what I'm trying to say. 4-1 now on the Zupan leadoff homer in the fifth. Change up, swing, and a miss. Brennan Ickman, I believe it's a full count. 2-2. Olin to Dickman on a 2-2 pitch. The lefty deals, and it's rolled back to the pitcher. Olin turns and got her. One away, and now Emily Daler will step in. So Daler now with a strikeout looking to end the second, one of eight strikeouts today for Kenzie Olin. That ball that Hallie just hit is the only one to leave the infield today. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Two ground outs to short, a foul out to third, and two grounders back to the pitcher. And there's one hit to right center and caught on the run. What a nice running catch in center by Maddie Hayes, robbing Daler of extra bases. Two outs, and now Kelsey Cummings will hit. Kelsey struck out, leading off the third inning. Batting for Wagner, the pitcher. And Olin fires off the plate for ball one. One-oh pitch, swing and a miss. Ball and a strike now to Kelsey Cummings. Nice sunny skies, 56 degrees. 1-1 pitch, changeup foul swatted to the screen. Trampolines back out to the catcher, Tempesta. 1-2, if Kelsey reaches, it is Emily Sedlovsky due up. We're in the bottom of the fifth, Pioneers finally get something happening with a leadoff homer to left by Hallie Zupan. But then Olin has responded with the next two batters retired. Now misses high, 2-2 to Cummings. Two balls, two strikes, Olin ready to go to work. And Kelsey watches it outside corner, strike three. Olin and the Thunder sprint off the field. Their lead trimmed to three on the Zupan leadoff homer. Five complete. It's Zimmerman 4, Piers 1.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Top of the sixth starts with a third baseman, Jory Cordes, for Zimmerman. It's 4-1 Thunder with the lead. And Cordes knocks it foul. Four runs on seven hits for Zimmerman. One run, one hit for Pierce. We're in the sixth. First of two today. Cordes has hit to Wagner and grounded out to Melby. 0-2. Swing and a miss makes it an 0-2 count. Torrey has struck out seven. She's hit one batter, hasn't walked anybody. However, two of those strikeouts did reach. 0-2, line drive to center. That'll drop. A base hit on another 0-2 pitch. It's at least the third time a Zimmerman hitter has collected a hit on an 0-2 pitch. And now Drew Tempesta, the Zimmerman catcher.
Drew Tempesta.
Solid knock for Jory Cordes. Hit number 8. Ground ball left side. Melby will go to Kellish for the force. Nice play. They get the lead runner on a fielder's choice. Taking Cordes off the bases, replaced by Tempesta at the bag at first. I was about to say, before that single by the 8 hitter Cordes, Torrey has controlled the bottom 4 batters. They were a combined 0 for 10 up until that hit. All the damage has been done at the top of the order. There's a ground ball left side. Olish, nice play to Dickman. And now there are 2 down as Kiara Olish makes a play. On the throw to first, Tempesta advances up to second. That was Ella Haas, who finally was retired for the first time. She's a triple shy of the cycle. And ready to go is Abby Benson. And that pitch is thrown to third. Melby wasn't ready. The throw gets away and scampering home, and there will be a throw. The tag in time. Emily Sedlowski backing that play up. Throws home, and Dickman applies the tag to get Tempesta. And that's a center fielder backing up a throw to third. And that's all for the Thunder. No runs on one hit. Nobody left on base. That's right. So the Pioneers will go to work in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 4-1.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
It is a 4-1 lead for Zimmerman here in Piers in game 1 of a doubleheader. And the Pioneers will send up Emily Sedlowski, Erica Dickman, and Kiara Olish against the lefty Kenzie Olin, who's limited the Pioneers to 1 hit. The leadoff homer by Hallie Zupan in the 5th. 4-1 Thunder. Here comes the pitch, and it's foul back by the center fielder, Emily Sedlowski, 0-1. 4-1 Zimmerman. And Olin delivers and just off the plate. 1-1. 8-9-1 in the Pioneer order here. 9 strikeouts for Olin. And there's foul ball for strike 2. Piers will be the visiting team in the second game of the doubleheader. I'm not sure they'll probably have about 10 minutes maybe between games. Here comes a 1-2 pitch, and it's left high, 2-2. Everybody except for one girl. I think Zimmerman's got one player on the bench, number 13 over there. Low, full count. There's no JV or C squad. You understand that Zimmerman's programs at that level are under quarantine, so 3-2 pitch, kept alive on a foul ball. It's kind of the opposite of Emily's first at-bat. She got ahead in the count 3-0, ended up striking out. Now she fell behind in the count and has worked it back to a full count. Olin to Sedlowski. Swinging another foul. Zimmerman up 4-1 in the bottom of the 6th here. trying to hand the Pioneers their first setback of the year. 7-0 for this Pioneer team. It's a 5-2 record. One of those losses in the Granite Ridge to Cathedral. Here's the pitch. Emily swings and misses. Strikeout for Olean. Puts her into double figures with 10 Ks in the book now. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Erica Dickman. Erica hit back to Olean to end the third inning. And Kenzie Olean, the senior lefty, first pitch strike, 0-1. Taking there was Dickman, top of the order, and Kiara Olish on deck. Olean again. Popped up. First base. Haas is there, and Haas squeezes it in fair territory for out number two. That was Presley Haas. She's just a freshman. The two corner infielders are freshmen, Presley Haas and Jordy Cordes. We've got an eighth grader on the roster, but I don't think she's here, Ivy Burkowski. A high strike is called to Olish. Strike one. Another freshman listed, but I don't think here is Zoe Stephanie. Strike two. The only girl on the bench, number 13, her name is Aaron Cull. 0-2 to Kiara, hit to left, and that ball is going to be dropping. Extra bases. Olish in the second, and she'll round and hold with a big double there. Kiara, a two-out extra base hit. We'll get Liz Kellish to the plate here in the sixth inning. Liz has grounded to short and fouled out to third. 0 for 2 for the senior second baseman. Boy, the Pioneers would love to get that runner home from second here. Here's the windup and the pitch, and Liz aggressively swings and fouls it back. 0-1. 4-1 in favor of Zimmerman with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. On deck would be Melby. Here's the windup and the 0-1. Outside corner, strike two. Well, Kiara's double was on an 0-2 pitch. See what Liz can do. 0-2 kept it alive with a foul ball out of play as Tempesta watches it drift back over the screen. Well, if they can get Kellish on board and bring up Melby as the tying run here. Here's a two-strike pitch again. Ground ball left side. Haas, low throw. Nice pick at first by the freshman to save the play there. And heck of a play by the Haas girls. Ella at short to Presley at first. And the Pioneers are out in the sixth. They get the double, but the fine play at short erases any hopes of getting that run home as we go to the seventh. Thunder 4, Pioneers 1.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Redzotto, Wakefield Pork, Holy Trinity, Central Minnesota Door, Brandel Motors, Elate Concrete, Federated Co-ops, Design Electronics, Schumer Insurance, Sarbacco, Farmers and Merchants, Shooting Sports, Dale's Farm Repair, Vernick Manufacturing, Hennigan Insurance, Sue's Drive-In, Lindy Scoop, RJ Meats, Smoothie Repair, Buckman Bank Tavern, Piers Area Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprise, and RTO. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
Abby Benson, who was at the plate when the sixth inning ended on the throw at the plate by Sedlowski to Dickman to get the runner trying to score from third, Benson ends up popping up to the pitcher, Wagner, on a bunt try. kind of soft liner right back to Torrey. So one pitch, one out. Now Kenzie Olin, the pitcher, 1-for-3 with a two-run homer. And a strike is called. She hit a two-run homer to right center in the third. Actually, to left center. To the left of the gate and between the banner out in left center and the gate. One out. Wagner misses upstairs. 1-1. 4-1 Zimmerman. Imperative that the Pioneers get off the field here with only a three-run deficit. But already, Olin has shown she can change the score. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Torrey. 1-2. 7 strikeouts. 1 hit batter for Torrey today. No walks. But 8 hits. Pioneers are being out hit today. 8-2. The 1-2 pitch. Low. 2-2. Maddie Hayes to follow. Two balls, two strikes. Torrey Wagner steps on the rubber. Facing the right-handed hitting Kenzie Olin. Just inside, Olin backs out of the box on that one. Full count to Olin. Playing the line and right is Daler. Deep, too. Dickman, Kellish, Olish, and Melby on the Pioneer infield. Here's a 3-2 pitch. High, and there's the first walk of the game for Torrey Wagner. Puts a runner on with one out for Maddie Hayes. Couple of hits and a grounder to short today. Her two hits, though, none of them have really traveled that far. She dribbled one past the pitcher out towards second and then squeezed bunt in the fifth to drive in a run. Grounder to short. Her first time up, and there's one in the dirt. Olin will go to second without a throw. Big runner out there now. It's 1-0. Runner at second with one out with the cleanup hitting Hayes at the plate. Hayes made a nice running catch out in deep right center field earlier in the ball game. And the pitch popped up down the line to right. Daler on the line. No tag. Throw comes in to third, and Olin will stay where she's at. Fly ball to right for out number two. And now Presley Haas. Leadoff double to center in the second inning was hit in the fifth. In the seventh, it'll be Melby Zupan Dickman. Pioneers will need at least three. Low and in. Good stop by Brenna. One ball, no strikes. Pioneers will need a little magic in the bottom of the seventh to keep their undefeated streak alive. The 1-0 to Presley Haas. Knocked foul, freshman first baseman. We had a nice pick in the dirt on a low throw to end the inning in the bottom of the sixth. That probably saved a run, too. That ball gets by her at first. I'm going to guess that Coach Pepping would have waved Kiara around. But as it was, the play was made, and it stayed 4-1. The 1-1 to Presley Haas from Torrey Wagner. Off the fist behind the pitcher, and Torrey could not make the catch. Just right at the back side of the circle, reached up and it goes off the glove. And advancing to third is Olin. Safe at first is Haas. And the batter is McKenna Rotz, the left fielder. And I think we might see the only reserve coming in to run here. She's digging into her gear bag there. I don't think she was looking for her helmet. There she is. We're going to have a runner here. Aaron Kell will run for the runner at third, Olin. So, first and third with two outs. And the batter, McKenna Rotz. Two strikeouts and a flyout to Hallie Zupan in left. Here's the pitch, and it's hit foul to left down the line with some carry, but out of play. One strike. Here's the Wagner 0-1 delivery. Torrey got her to chase something that broke low, and scampering to second with an uncontested steal will be Presley Haas. It's 0-2 to McKenna Rotz. Wagner ready. Need this strikeout here. Take it yourself. In the dirt. Good stop, Brenna Dickman. One ball, two strikes. McKenna Rotz, an opportunity here for the Thunder. Key moment here. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Two outs, two on. Two-strike pitch and foul back. Stays in there. This is McKenna Rotz. If she reaches, Lyric Peacock is due up. Pinch runner at third, runner at second as well. 2 outs. Here comes a two-strike Wagner pitch to Rotz. Swing and a miss. Got her. Wagner gets a big strikeout to strand two. And we go to the last of the seventh. Pioneers trail 4-1 with a heart of their order coming up.
The 8th annual Pierce Freedom Fest is right around the corner. Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shiloh Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piercefreedomfest.com. It's Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Pierce Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hummerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Welcome back to Piers. We're on the first pitch. Emma Melby grounds out to Haas at short, and she has made that play all day long to the hole on the left side of the infield, and she throws out Melby. One out quick here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Hallie Zupan. Zupan swings and misses. Hallie homered leading off the fifth. She is fanned as well against Kenzie Olin, who's got a two-hitter going. Here's the 0-1 to Hallie Zupan. And it's low and off the plate, 1-1. Baseball update from Zimmerman, the first game of a doubleheader down there. Pierce 7, Zimmerman nothing after 3. In the dirt, 2-1. Brenna Dickman to follow here. Pioneers need at minimum two girls to get on base to have any thoughts of getting the tying run to the plate here. 2-1 to Zupan, so the thought here is on base anyway. Up high, and Hallie works it to a 3-1 count. A walk is just fine right here. You can be pretty selective at 3-1. Olin takes outside, ball 4. There's a runner. A one-out walk puts Zupan aboard, and now Brenna Dickman to bat. And the potential tying run will move into the on-deck circle in Emily Daler. One out, one on. Pioneers only their third runner of the day, the only second one to stand on a base. And Dickman watches. Zupan homered, so technically, well, she didn't really stand on a base, but a double by Olish, the only other base runner on the day. There's one low. Emily Daler would hit next, representing a possible tying run situation. If Brenna can reach already, you've got a walk, putting Zupan aboard. The pitch to Dickman is a strike. Brenna Dickman today has struck out and hit back to Olean. Here's the Olean pitch to Dickman. Swinging a foul. Two strikes to Brenna Dickman. Melby grounded to short. Zupan walked. First one on, one out. 4-1 Zimmerman in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the Olean pitch. Swinging a ground ball, pass first. The Pioneers will get the tying run to the plate. Zupan will go to third and reach. Brenna Dickman singles to right, and it's first and third, and Emily Daler's got an opportunity here. And the coach coming out here to visit, Coach Emily Zahn will visit in the circle, and the Pioneers will also send in Alyssa Sedlowski as a runner at first for Brenna. So Alyssa Sedlowski running at first base. Hallie Zupan goes first to third on the hard ball smacked past first by Brenna Dickman. Emily Daler, who was robbed of a potential extra base hit on a fine running catch in the right center alley by Maddie Hayes last time up. So Daler at the plate. First and third, one out. Olean shakes off a sign from Tempesta, and here we go. High ball one. Kelsey Cummings is on deck. Alyssa Sedlowski running at first. Hallie Zupan at third. The 1-0 pitch to Daler. In the air to center. Up, 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 and gone! Emily Daler with a three-run homer! We are tied in Piers! Emily Daler with a bomb to center! Dead center field for Emily Daler. Zupan scores. Sedlowski scores. Daler touches home. And now Kelsey Cummings to hit. What a comeback by the girls here in Piers today. Let's finish it off here now. Dead center field for Daler. Jason Sedlowski knew it off the bat. Kelsey now, two strikeouts. There's only one out.
DP Kelsey Cummings.
Just an absolute bomb by Daler. Hayes, the center fielder, took one step in, but that was it. She turned around and watched it sail as Cummings takes high for ball one. 4-4. The 1-0. Olean, foul back. 1-1. Sedlowski will hit next. Emily Sedlowski. You know, for the Pioneers, ifs and nuts, candy and whatever, if they'd gotten Olish home last inning, that would have been a walk-off there. But then again, in the top of the seventh, Thunder had their chances to score too. So it is what it is. Right now, it's a tie game. The 1-1, way high. Suddenly, Olean struggling here. Two balls and a strike to Kelsey Cummings. Here now is the 2-1 pitch from the lefty. Swing and a miss. 2-2. 2-2 to Kelsey Cummings. Hallie Zupan walked. Brenna Dickman singled to right, and Emily Daler ties it on a home run. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. Out number two. 11 strikeouts for Kenzie Olean today. And now Emily Sedlowski will bat.
Center fielder Emily Sedlowski.
Emily has a pair of strikeouts against Olean today. She made a big play in the field, backing up a throw to third from center field and threw out a runner at the plate. That's a big run that the Thunder didn't get. Emily swings and sends it foul back. That was in the sixth inning. The inning ended on a throw out at the plate. All kinds of things could have happened and maybe would have changed the outcome. There's a fly ball to center. At the wall! At the wall! Gone! Emily Sedlovsky wins the ball game! Sedlovsky wins the game in a walk-off! And the Pioneers stun the Thunder! What a seventh inning for the Pioneers! Two home runs! The Daler tying shot! The walk-off winner, and the Pioneers win it 5-4.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Well, a really quick wrap-up, and then we'll get ready for the second game. The Pioneers score four times in the bottom of the seventh to stun the Thunder. It's a 5-4 Piers win in the bottom of the seventh. Emily Daler with a three-run homer, and then Emily Sedlovsky wins it with a walk-off homer, as the Pioneers now will be the visiting team. So we'll take a quick break and come back for game two, I would guess, in about 10 minutes, as the Thunder will try and regroup. Boy, they were oh so close to coming up with a win that would have handed the Pioneers their first loss. Instead, Piers wins it, and now we'll go for the sweep in about 10 minutes here on You Are There Sports. Again, it's Piers 5, Zimmerman 4 in game one.